Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of Gospel on the Go, whose mission is to impact cultures for Christ. Broadcast from the country of Croatia with host Dr. Andrew Vuksic. Each week, join Andrew and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day in culture, social trends, religion, worldview, and current news, all relevant to biblical teaching. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the host and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. And now your host, Dr. Andrew Vuksic, on GraceNetRadio.com with today's Hot Topic.
Okay, so here's the big Hot Topic question today. Is it okay for a woman to be a pastor? What do you guys think? And listening audience, before you start giving your answers, I am proud to say that we actually have a group of our seminary students here, as well as people from our church here in Zagreb, Croatia, and they're going to kind of let you know some of their thoughts. We have got Esther from Macedonia. Go ahead and say hi, Esther. We have Julia from the Netherlands. Okay, we've got Dragan from Macedonia. We've got Manuela from Brazil.
Hello.
And we've got Josef from Croatia.
Hi.
And we've got Victoria from Croatia.
Hey.
And now we're going to see who really understands this question. Is it the group of Croatians? Is it the two Macedonians, or is it the two, one from Brazil and one from the Netherlands? Okay. So go ahead. Who wants to tell me, what are your thoughts about a woman being a pastor in a church? Let me hear your thoughts. Come on. Anybody can say it. Oh, Esther, I can see you're just ready to rip into this. Come on, Esther.
I don't think that is okay, but if there is no one else, so maybe she can a little bit guide till there is a man.
Okay, so you're saying if a man turns out to be a wimp and does not know how to lead the church, then the woman actually has the role to be able to step up and fill in that role. Josef, let me ask you the question from Croatia.
Well, unfortunately, there are many guys who are afraid to lead the churches and afraid to be involved in leadership and in ministry. And in many cases, women step up. But I think that's not God's plan. God's plan is that men should lead. And we see in Genesis that God commanded men to take care, to work, and also he gave a word to guide his wife, Eve. So God's first command was given to the man.
Okay, so you're saying back in at the very beginning of the Bible, what you're saying is that a man needs to take the role of being the spiritual leader of the church, because you go all the way back to the garden, and you're saying that God had given the responsibility to man to work, and also he gave the responsibility to the man to
spiritually lead.
Yeah, spiritually through the word. Now that doesn't mean a woman can't work. It doesn't mean that a woman can't share God's word. But in terms of the spiritual authority, that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, man should be pastor because he's spiritual leader.
Okay, good. Manuela, all the way from Brazil. Cause I know down there in Brazil, you guys are very, religious down there. There are churches on every corner, big churches. I just heard one of the pastors down there built like Solomon's temple down there and built like something like Noah's Ark. So yeah, for you Brazilians who are very religious, let me hear your thoughts on a woman being a pastor.
I think the role is that the man is the pastor and the spiritual leader, but in some cases I don't think it's wrong. Like if there is a man supervising the woman to preach, or for example, I think when Jesus, after the cross, when he back, he show up to women and they told the news to the disciples.
Right. So the women, you're correct. Jesus showed up to the women because all the guys were wimpy, right? They all ran away and they were scared. And Jesus showed up to the women after he was resurrected. The women then went back and shared the good news that Jesus was alive. But let me ask you something. Were they preaching that in a church? Interesting question. All right, I've got another Macedonian. Come on, Dragan. Be careful, because it was your wife, Esther, who had her comments. Let me hear what you have to say.
Lele.
Lele. That is Macedonian going, this is going to be a tough one.
Pa da, ovo je teško zato što...
Wait a second. Are you speaking in tongues right now? Because okay. All right. Let me trans... Actually, I'm going to have... Yeah, I'll translate it because I think I understand some Macedonian. If not, I already know the right answer. I'm just going to say what it is. All right, come on.
Ali u današnjo vrijeme stvarno teško je, mislim, teško prašanje zato što vrednostite se izvitopereni.
Yeah, he's saying that in today's time it's a little tough because things are a little bit different. You've got different situations.
Da li ženata je maš ili mažo te žena?
Okay, does a woman act like a man or does a man act like a woman?
Ili mažite premnogo se plaša da bidat maži?
Yeah, is a little bit afraid and uncomfortable.
Ali spored mene i verovatno spored samata Biblija, znači ženite ne treba da... Pastori, zato što nema takov povik.
Okay, so what he's saying is, according to him, based upon what the scripture says, he does not believe a woman should be the pastor at a church because she's not called by God to do that. Yeah, they have an opportunity to serve in the church and do various different things, but in terms of the position of spiritual leader in the church, you're saying no, correct?
No. No,
okay, now, you're not going to have a fight with your wife when you go home tonight, right? About that? Okay, good. So now, let's go. We got another person here. We've got Victoria from Croatia. And I got to let you know, listening audience, about Vicky. She is not shy to share her opinion. So, Vicky, what are your thoughts on, which, by the way, Vicky is studying in our master's program at Knox Theological Seminary. And, Vicky, you're not studying to be a pastor, are you?
Ne.
All right, come a little closer to the microphone and let's hear what your thoughts are, Vic.
Pa evo, ja ću reći suprotno, ja ću reći da ja mislim da bi žena mogla biti pastor.
So, Victoria is saying she's going to say the opposite, okay, that she thinks it's okay for a woman to be a pastor, okay, your reasons being?
Pa ne vidim, iskreno ne vidim razloga, nisam čula niti jedan argument zašto ne bi mogla biti.
Okay, so yeah, she's saying she doesn't see the difference. She says she hasn't yet heard an argument in why a woman cannot be a pastor. Okay, good. So you're waiting to see somebody give you a reason for you to be able to say, okay, a woman's not supposed to be a pastor.
Upravo to, znači, ja prihvaćam to da je moguće da griješim, ali želim čuti zašto.
Okay, she said, I understand, I could be wrong in this, and I agree, I admit, I don't know everything, but I need to see facts. Very good, Victoria. Okay, so we still have one more. We've got Julia from the Netherlands, which, by the way, you guys have a really good soccer team, I think, right? Okay, but let's see... When it comes to this, now do you, your soccer teams there, do they have any women who are head trainers for, I didn't think so, right? Okay. All right. Good. Okay. Good. Okay. Julia, what do you think?
In the Netherlands, there are some women pastors.
Okay.
But I think, these days it's normal. Maybe in the past it was not normal. But now I think it's fine.
Okay, so what you're saying is because times have changed a little bit, we're more modern, and because of the various different movements throughout society, well, it's a little different now. We need to kind of come up to speed to what culture says. Now, I can see some of you grinding your teeth right now. Yosef, come on. Let me hear you on this one.
Well, a woman can teach, of course, but to be a spiritual leader, I think is against the word of God. Because, as I said, we all have roles. Women should help the men. But I think men are designed and created, and their physiology to lead, to be a leader, and to take stress. But I know in these days, women sometimes, unfortunately, are pushed, and shame on the men and on us, but really. And I don't say that there are not cases when the woman lead good, but God's intention and design is men to lead.
Okay, so you're saying that's God's divine design. Now, it's interesting. There is a situation in Scripture. Let me see. Those of you who are on the microphone, if you remember, in the Old Testament, an exact situation occurred where a woman was forced to step up and lead because the man and the men were kind of wimpy. Does anybody remember who that was? Who was that, Manuela? Deborah, very good. Remember? Barak was supposed to step up and lead. He was supposed to go out and lead the nation, and he didn't. So Deborah was put in that position to do it. And isn't it interesting that Deborah, even though she did take that leadership role, she took it temporarily. She understood that, really, It was to get the man going. And unfortunately, we see that happen a lot of times, especially Victoria. I can see why you're saying, look, I mean, what's wrong with a woman leading? I see a lot of women who have the gifting and have that desire. And especially when you see a lot of men who don't want to, even though they're called to do it, right? Okay, all right. Now, everybody is looking at me to see what the correct answer is. But can I ask you guys another question? Who is considered the spiritual leader in the family? Daddy. Daddy. Okay. So from Brazil, we say daddy. From Macedonia. Come on. Let me hear Netherlands. Who's the spiritual leader?
I think my dad, but in my home, it's both.
Okay. It's both. Okay. Good. All right. Interesting. None of you guys said to me, well, you know, nowadays, you know, times have changed. I know that before, the man was supposed to be the leader, but times have changed. And so let me ask you, here in Croatia, growing up, who was always considered the leader in the household?
Ženita.
A woman?
Yes.
In Croatia?
Here. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Wow. Okay. In Macedonia? The man. Okay. Croatia, you're saying the woman. Wow. I didn't know that. Oh, I've got some Croatians on the side here shaking their hands and saying no. Okay. In Croatia, you're saying, you Croatians, because he's from Macedonia, he doesn't know, right? You're saying that the man was always recognized as the leader. Okay, in Macedonia, Esther?
Yes. Same, but the women are leader of the men, so.
Oh, gosh. Okay, and now tell me, Brazil, who would be considered, like, in the culture there?
Usually the couple, but my home, my dad.
Oh, your dad? Good. Yeah. Okay, in Netherlands?
In my home, so my mom and my dad.
Okay, okay. So this is very interesting. We see that in many cases here, we agree, even though it's different cultures, that the man has pretty much always been recognized as the leader in his household, right? He was responsible to work. He was responsible to provide for the family. He was responsible to guide the family. He was responsible for basically the culture within the family. Could it be that God says that in his family, it's the same way? It doesn't mean that a woman has to be a slave. Of course not. I mean, scripture makes it clear that in Christ, we're all one. There's neither male nor female, Jew nor Greek, slave nor free. We're all one in Christ Jesus. But understand, being one, being equal, doesn't mean that we all have the same roles. Just like, even though we're now in modern culture, when it comes in the human family, who's the one who gives birth? The man or the woman? Oh, that didn't change with the times? We'll come back to that in a second.
You're listening to Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic from Gospel on the Go in Croatia. Would you like to be part of this program? You can send in your questions or comments directly to Andrew at this email address, askandrew@gospelonthego.org. That's askandrew@gospelonthego.org. And he'd like to address your hot topic, so please send him an email. Each week, Dr. Andrew shares the Word of God from the Lighthouse of Life Church in Croatia. If you'd like to hear more, log on to gospelonthego.org, where you can find a variety of sermons and teachings by Dr. Andrew online. Lighthouse of Life churches are located in Zagreb, Croatia, and Deerfield Beach, Florida, in the United States. Both churches benefit from live and webcast sermons by Dr. Andrew. For location and service times, check gospelonthego.org. And now, back to Hot Topics with Andrew Vuksic.
Okay, we are back. And I tell you, I really enjoyed this little minor debate. We even had some students here on the sidelines that were looking to jump onto the microphone. You guys will get your chance on the next topic here. But listen, so this idea of a woman really having the role of spiritual leadership in the church. Who's right? Who's wrong on this? Well, like always, what we want to do is we want to be able to be respectful to everybody's opinion, but we don't want to become wishy-washy. We need to go to the scriptures and we need to see what God has to say about that. Now, I think it was Yosef who earlier had referred back to the book of Genesis. In the Garden of Eden, when God had created Adam, he gave Adam two responsibilities. They begin with a W. Work, take care of the garden, right? And number two, W, was the word. God had given to Adam the command. You're free to eat from any tree in the garden, but there's one particular tree that you cannot eat from. If you do, you'll be sinning against me, you'll die. So at the beginning, in the book of Genesis, God had given man the responsibility to physically provide for his household and to spiritually guide his household. By the way, where was Eve at this time when Adam received those commands? Out shopping, wasn't she? No, she wasn't. She wasn't created yet. So we see that at the beginning. And why do you think God gave that role of spiritual leadership right at the very beginning? I'll tell you why. Because God wanted to show everybody that even though society was going to change over the years, even though culture was going to change over the years, once that foundation was laid at the very beginning, doesn't change. In fact, the Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy referred to this very point. He was speaking to a young pastor named Timothy, talking about spiritual leadership in the church, because at that time, some of the women were getting a little bit aggressive. And they were starting to I'll tell you what they were starting to do. They were starting to fulfill the curse from back in Genesis. Remember when Adam and Eve sinned? And remember God had pronounced a curse on the man and the woman. The man, what was the curse? Work was going to be hard, stressful, difficult. Work before sin came into the world was a blessing. Work after sin was hard. Guys, is work challenging? Is it stressful? Yeah, it's part of the curse. For the woman, two things. Number one, when she was going to give birth, there was going to be some pain. Ladies, those of you who've given birth, painful? Yeah. Guys are going, no big deal, right? Yeah, all right. Yeah, we get a little pain in our finger and we cry for 4 days, right? Okay, but what was the other part of the curse for the woman? God said, your desire will be for the man, for his position. And it's very interesting, in the Hebrew language, the word desire, it's a picture of a crouching lion looking to jump on its prey. And ladies, if truth be told, because I know my beautiful wife Danielle, yeah, you guys all have that crouching lion in you, don't you? Okay? You just want to pounce on the man's role of position. And we as men, what do we end up doing? Because work is so stressful, it's so difficult for us to take care of the family, because that's part of our curse, right? What do? We eventually give in. We're tired of holding that crouching lion back. We're tired of saying enough is enough. And what do? We act like Adam. We stand around and watch our wives sin. And suddenly, God's mandate in the roles of a household are turned upside down. And what is the result? Chaos in the family. Well, guess what? It's the same thing in God's church. In God's family, God had given the man the role and responsibility to provide for the church physically as well as spiritually, to be the leader. Does not mean that a woman does not have the right to serve, to pray. Half of you guys here on the worship team, you're up front, you do an incredible job. Of course you can, but in terms of the position of spiritual authority, pastor, elder, God's word is clear. That's man's role. In fact, that's what the Apostle Paul was saying here in 1 Timothy 2. He said, in verse 12, I do not permit a woman to teach or to assume authority over a man. she must be quiet. Again, in the context back then, some of the women were standing up and they were disagreeing with the pastors that they were preaching. Hey, we're all one in Christ Jesus. We have the right to... No, you don't. Because God says there has to be order in his church. And that's why Paul says, hey, ladies, take a chill pill. Actually, that's in the original language, chill pill. All right, no, I'm kidding. Okay, and he was saying, look, you're allowed to teach. You're allowed to ask questions, but you've got to do it in the proper context. You wait until service is over. And those of you who want to be like crouching lions and jump up there and assume the role of the pastor, Paul says, I do not allow a woman to be a crouching lion in the church. And by the way, you know how he proves his point? The next verse. He said, for Adam was formed first, then Eve. You see what Paul did? Because again, in that culture, women were trying to assert themselves in certain ways, just like in our culture today. And Paul said, let me end the argument now. We're going to go all the way back to the Garden of Eden. The foundation. So just like in my household, Andrew and Danielle, I have the responsibility for the two W's. Work, provide for my family. And the other W, word, God's word, to make sure God's word is properly adhered to in my family. That does not mean that Danielle can't work. That does not mean that Danielle can't share scripture, read scripture, do whatever. Of course she can. But I am ultimately responsible for God Almighty for how my family has been led. That's in my household. God says in his household, it's the same way. As a pastor, I am responsible to make sure ultimately that the physical needs are met of the church as well as the spiritual needs. That doesn't mean I have to do everything, but I have to put a system and structure in place where those things are being taken care of. Again, it doesn't mean that women can't serve. My wife does an incredible job serving. She is my helper alongside Dragan, just like your wife Esther is. And so that doesn't mean a woman doesn't have a position in the church. She just is not allowed to have the authoritative preaching, pastor, elder position. Doesn't mean she's not smart. Doesn't mean she's not gifted. But that's what scripture says. And all of you crouching lions, back off. Okay? Yeah. And so again, forget what the culture says. Okay? Forget this idea of, well, we need to be relevant. You can't be relevant at the expense of reverence. You cannot compromise truth for the sake of tolerance. As men, we need to serve the women. I try to serve my Danielle in the household. I try to serve Danielle at the church. Interesting, Danielle and I had this conversation today. I said, Danielle, here's the deal in our marriage. Ultimately, I need to serve you more than you serve me. Some of the guys are shaking their heads on that one, huh? All right. No, we do. Because we need to love our wives like Christ loved the church. Do you agree with that one, Vicky? Oh, yeah. All right. And for me, how many days of the week? 7. I said to Danielle, 5 days of the week, Danielle, I'm serving you. 5 days of the week. It's about you. I adjust. I want to serve you. I said, but there are 2 days I need you to serve me. And for me in particular, those 2 days are Saturdays and Sundays, my heaviest preaching days. I need her to serve me, protect my time from all you crazy people calling me all the time about stuff. Protect my time when I don't even know what I'm going to wear to preach in. Make sure it's out there. I need her serving me for 2 days. where I can focus on the message, focus on the spiritual leadership role that God has given me. But again, doesn't mean I'm the big boss in my family, not the big boss in the church. In like manner as a pastor, I'm called to serve the church, not to be this authoritative dictator type person. Because again, Paul said a lot against that. So did Jesus. Ultimately, Danielle and I work together. We complement each other in our household. Ultimately, Danielle and I work together in the churches. We complement each other in God's household. But we are very clear on the roles. Danielle and I are created equal. We have equal value in God's sight. We are made in the image of God. So we are equal. I'm not above her. She's not above me. We are equal in value and dignity, but we have different roles. And it's the same way in God's house. It's unfortunate, as many of you have said, that sometimes women are forced into the position because the man is not willing to stand up and take ownership of his position. Ladies, you need to pray for us men. You know why? Because we all have Adam in us. And think about what Adam did in the garden. He stood around and he watched his woman reach for the forbidden fruit. In fact, scripture says to us, he was standing right next to her. And ladies, we men have Adam in us. Very often, we get lazy in our leadership and we stand around. And then your crouching lion starts to set in. We get lazy, you get like a lion, and everything goes chaotic. Same thing happens in a church. Does that make sense? So we who have a relationship with our Lord need to follow his mandate on how he wants things run. When we follow what he has to say, when we obey, you know what? Things really start to work out okay. Did I just rhyme? I think I just rapped, didn't I? For a guy who's 50 years old, tell me I'm not the coolest old man rapper that you've ever known. God bless y'all. I had a good time.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Buksic. The views and opinions were those of the host and guests and were not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliates. Remember, you can email Dr. Buksic with questions or comments at this email address, askandrew@gospelonthego.org. That's askandrew@gospelonthego.org. Join us every Sunday following John MacArthur, Sundays 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time, and 3 p.m. and 10 p.m. Zagreb, Croatian Time, for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.